The Cap and J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Go to titoshometowntales.com and hear the stories of Chicago's defining sports moments through the lens of your favorite ESPN 1000 hosts. That's titoshometowntales.com.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Hey, man.
Groovy, man.
Welcome back, man. AM 1000. Right. We are doing National Free Thought Day, man. Hashtag Free Thought Day, man. And for those that don't know,
man,
the day promotes logic and evidence-based decision-making. Additionally, the observance offers an opportunity for free thinkers to have a sense of community. It also provides a way to open a dialogue and share their opinions. Again, based on opinions or facts, science, logic, or reason. That's why we're asking your questions on National Free Thought Day, man.
So I have a question for you. If corn oil comes from corn,
yeah.
Olive oil comes from olives,
yeah.
Where does baby oil come from?
Strippers.
Oh my God.
All right. I know that you guys are on Twitch as well. twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Cap and I have our questions, and we want you to give us your. And hopefully, we come up with an answer. Some of them we've had an answer for. So, what do you have, JR? I know that on Twitch, there's a lot of questions that are out there on National Free Thought Day.
Oh my gosh, there's so many of them here. Let me see if I can. What happens if you get scared to half to death twice?
That's two ends of dying.
You're gone.
You got one, you're scared to death once and then twice, and then you're out of here, right?
When an atheist goes to court, do they swear on the Bible?
Hey, man, that's a good question.
That's it.
I am thinking no, right?
Hoodie, Sean Fitzpatrick?
Yeah.
Does Patrick fit Sean?
Oh, God. That's ridiculous. The answer is yes, by the way.
So why do butterflies not taste like butter?
Hey, man. That's freeing your mind there.
That is.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Can you cry underwater?
Great question.
You can wail, I'm sure, but like actual tears? Can you do that underwater?
I don't know.
Shay, can I ask you a question?
You may.
Is the Earth alive?
Guy's too deep for me.
It's got to be, right? I mean, trees are alive. I just saw one similar to this, too. It was, if humans are mostly water, then is the Earth mostly human?
Yes, I would say. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Matt and Aurora. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What's up, Cap Hoodie?
Hey, man.
Why do people say they slept like a baby when babies are up every 2 hours?
That's a good question.
That's a great question. That's awesome.
That's not good sleep, though, Cap, if you're up every 2 hours, right?
Slept like a baby. My baby gets up every 2 hours. So I got to feed it.
Ralph's in South Shore. Hey, man.
What's going on, guys? You're talking my kind of conversation. My question is, why is naked pronounced naked, but baked is pronounced baked instead of becked? Mind blown.
It should be,
you know,
naked. Naked.
Ralph's my kind of guy. That's a great one right there.
That is awesome.
JR, I know you'd appreciate it. I figured you'd be the one.
Fantastic, sir. Fantastic.
I'm snapping my fingers, Ralph. That's like we had a poetry slam. That's that deep. It's that deep. Thank you, brother.
You're the man.
Poetry on 79.
I got you. Hey, man, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Hey, man. On a flight, which armrest is yours?
If I'm in the middle seat, both.
Oh. Groovy.
The penalty for having to sit in the middle is, or the bonus is, you get both armrests. Because if you're on the window or the aisle, you've got the outer armrest.
Yeah. True.
So I get both for having to sit in the middle.
That's pretty cool. But what about the guy on the window seat? What does he get?
He has a little armrest, and he gets the wall to lean into.
That's comfortable, man. What's more comfortable, the window seat or the middle seat with the armrest?
The window seat.
Window seat with the armrest.
Right.
Because you got something to lean into.
Unless you fly with Mindy Kaplan, then you pay, and she gets the window, and I get relegated to the middle.
Joey G's in Melrose Park. Amen.
Amen.
Jeez.
I was just taking a hit. I apologize.
That's fine.
Definition of whack is when you don't pay a debt and you disappear. Definition of daydream is where I'm sitting in my recliner and I think about Danny Zetterman, Cap, Jonathan, JR, and Shaster. And we're all sitting at a six top having a beef sandwich.
It's quite a daydream.
I don't know that I like being in Joey G's daydreams.
Joey, you're the man. Have a great day.
No, I don't know, man.
We love you.
I don't know. Hey, Cap, can you answer this question for me? And I think I know the actual answer to this for you, but is your glass half empty or half full?
My glass is always half full.
Half full. Yeah. That actually is a question that someone can't answer.
Yes. Depending
on your view, right?
Because if it's half empty, you're looking at the negative connotation. I look at it, I'm going to keep working to fill the rest of the glass, but I got that half a glass, man. I'm doing something right.
Hope that you've got your incense out. Hope that you are, if you partake, that you're just lit up because it's National Free Thought Day here on Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000, National Free Thought Day. Mark is in Lincoln Park. Hey, man.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Cap,
you may have to recuse yourself on this one because you're running promos.
Okay.
But, Hoodie, for 55 years, they advertised state-of-the-art in Wi-Fi and all this stuff. What does state-of-the-art mean? Not the promo ad.
Yes.
What is state-of-the-art? What is it?
What does state-of-the-art mean? We've heard it since we were kids. What does art
mean? State-of-the-art. I don't know what it means, Hoodie. Help me out.
That's a great question, man. So what is art, JR? Like, so we know what art is. State-of-the-art would mean the best. That, like, art, again, art also is in the eye of the beholder in that spot.
Right, it's open to interpretation, man. So, okay. Like, that's why you can say state-of-the-art, because it's however you interpret
it. Well, it's
it, right?
According to Webster, the most recent stage in the development of a product incorporating the newest technology, idea, or feature.
Wow, that little guy was pretty smart.
Not the little guy Webster with Alex Karras, you goof.
There he is. You.
Merriam-Webster.
Leave it to Cap to quote Webster.
Can you? Ah, Toe Tapper. Webster, you cannot go into the fridge. It is too late to eat.
Bacon!
You can get a soda, but that's it. That's it, Webster.
That's it.
Then came you. Back to the phone lines. Came you. Out cue. Steve in Elmwood Park on ESPN 1000. Hey, man.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Hey. What's up, bro?
So all these questions are blowing people's minds, but how do we actually blow a mind?
Well, you know, I was in the back of my Chevy one night.
That's it. In the back seat.
How does one blow their mind, Cap? Go ahead and answer that question. Go ahead.
It's a great one.
How do you blow your mind? Shay, how do you blow your mind?
All I can think is that why some rappers refer to it as brain?
and not, yes, the other thing, yes. All right, it's back to the phone lines. Go ahead.
I like number 10.
We put 10 on hold. Hey, man. It's when it goes too quick.
I'll ask his.
Go ahead.
Why do we say when we're not feeling well that we're under the weather? What does that mean?
Under the weather. Because under the weather could be sunshine, too. It's under the clouds?
I don't know.
What does under the weather mean? Under what? Cloudy conditions? Sunny conditions?
You're always under whatever the weather is. we're under a cloudy day?
It's a good question, man. Good question. Anthony in the loop on ESPN 1000 for National Free Thought Day. Hey, man.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Morning, man.
Just want to say love you, love your show. Always make my morning, especially after my kid was up all night sick. And I can relate to the caller.
Your kid was under the weather.
That's right. My question, we've done it hundreds of times. Why is it we're pumping gas in our car when we're actually filling it up with liquid? Thank you, guys.
It's an interesting question.
JR?
Because they call it the gas pump.
Gas!
Big talk.
That's a good one, though. Hey, Cap, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Hey, man. Why does bottled water expire? You ever see that on your bottled water?
Yes.
Why does it have an expiration date?
Right, like because they don't say that the lake has expired and the water's been there for eons. Because they want to sell new bottles.
I think you got it right there.
Bingo.
It comes down to money, right?
Bingo.
Rob, what's up, man?
Dude, I got like a legitimate question, man.
Go ahead, Rob.
There's all these UFO sightings flying around. I mean, is it legit? Are we about to be encountered by the third kind?
There's an overnight show on WLS we could take you to.
Right. His name's Art Bell.
Is it Art Bell?
Yeah.
He could tell you the story. West of the Rockies, east of the Rockies. Go ahead, sir. What did you see? Is that what you drove?
Every night.
Yeah, it was. He had full phones on that, by the way.
Every night.
Did you drive and listen to that, JR, coming in here?
Absolutely.
Art Bell?
Yeah, or the grabber.
JR, who was the guy that used to work on the radio in Chicago and he would scream at people?
Mike North?
No, it wasn't sports.
Oh.
Ed Till.
Oh, Ed Till.
Ed Till, yes.
Remember him?
Yeah, I do remember
just
Ed Till.
Just a jag on the air.
I remember Ed Till.
Cody, I was an Eddie Schwartz guy as well overnight.
Oh, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. I won't do it. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. We will have more of your National Free Thought Days. Cap, we got so many. So many. Oh, and we're looking for answers, right? We're looking for answers. If something is new, how can it be both new and improved?
You can be overwhelmed and underwhelmed, but why can't you be simply whelmed?
just whelmed, right?
Just whelmed.
More of your calls on a free thought day on the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show, man.
Cap Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Hey, man, we're on AM Radio 1000. Pretty cool, huh? Awesome. David, Jonathan, you, in an alternative universe, National Free Thought Day.
Hey, man, if vegetarians eat vegetables, what do humanitarians eat?
That's, you call them cannibals.
That's it.
They're fine and young, those cannibals.
If a fortification is a large fort, why isn't ratification a large rat?
Never thought of it that way, man.
Hey, man.
Buddy, I have a question and an answer.
You do?
I do. Hey, man.
Yeah.
When is the only time saying I'm sorry and I apologize different?
Right.
At a funeral.
Not only is it a free thought, but also a riddle at the same time. How often do you use sorry with Mindy? Or is it I apologize?
Wow.
Apologize, I bet, has a little bit more force for some, means more than I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't think I've used the word I apologize.
There's a
thing I go, sorry.
Sorry. Usually it's quicker, right?
Yeah.
Mike.
Maybe both.
In Bridgeport. Amen.
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 So
when you tuck your shirt into your pants, you're tucking in your shirt. But when you're wearing your shirt normal, are your pants being tucked into your shirt?
That's a great.
I thought of it that way. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Adib, Southside. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
If it's a penny for your thought and people put their 2 cents in, where does the other penny go?
That's called value. Love that one. Thank you.
That one's really good.
That is awesome. Where does the other penny go, Cap? Answer the man's question. Where does the other penny go?
I don't know.
That's deep, man.
Hoodie, where's preparation H through G? Preparation A through G? Because we know of preparation H.
I don't know. Will we know? Will tomorrow ever come? Do you know? Will tomorrow ever come?
No, because when I wake up, it's today.
Are you for sure that tomorrow will come?
You have to like when there's a guy coming right in your face and he just sits in there and delivers it really well.
Not that. You know. There he is, Philly Mike. What's up, man?
Good morning. Hey, man. So I got a question two questions real quick.
Huh?
Old fashioned. I beg your pardon. What's that one? And I took the liberty, or did I take the liberty? What are those? A little old-fashioned for me. I'm 42. I don't understand those ones.
The last one, taking liberties with someone, that we've heard that phrase before.
Correct. What are liberties?
What are liberties? What are the liberties you're taking, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Thanks for clarifying for me, for my knowledge. I don't know. This, like I said, it's a little old-fashioned for me. Gotcha. Or maybe I might be a little too wake and bake.
Okay, that's what the segment's for.
That's it. That's exactly what it's for.
Can you drink something without eating it? Can you drink something without eating it, Shay?
Water.
I don't... Yeah, but you're still consuming it. It's the same thing.
But you're drinking it. It's a liquid.
Eating, JR, is chewing, right? Or is it drinking too?
Isn't it consuming?
Consuming.
I would think so.
See?
No shot.
No?
If it's a liquid, you are drinking it.
Okay.
They're all going to the same place,
man. Although you don't say, like, hey, I want to drink a bowl of soup. I'm eating a bowl of soup. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Jay in Lockport, what's up, man? Man.
Jay. All right, he's gone.
Man is gone.
Hoodie, how is it that a building burns up as it burns down?
You know what? You've said a building's burning down. You ever said a building's burn up?
Yes.
When?
That building burned up over there.
But the embers is making it go down.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Jefferson Park, here's Brian on ESPN 1000 with Cap'n Jay Hood. Hey, man.
Hey, man. How's it going, boys? I'm going to bring it back. I got two of them for you real quick. I'm going to bring it back to the cinematic classic, Revenge of the Nerds 2, Nerds in Paradise.
Okay.
What if T-A-T really meant D-O-G? And then my second one is, rest in peace, Mitch Hedberg. Who is the real hero? Your belt loop or your belt? Because your belt holds your pants up, but your belt loops hold up your belt. So who is the real hero then?
Well for me.
A great one.
Well, for me, it's the belt loop.
Gotta be the loop. Gotta be.
Cap, if without the loop, I'm wearing soggy and saggy pants. Definitely soggy.
Gotta be the belt loop.
Bill in the South Loop. Hey, man.
Morning.
What's up, man?
So the Wicked Witch never showered?
JR? We turn to JR. The Wicked Witch ever shower?
Yeah, that's why she has that green hue.
Well, she would have melted, JR.
Bad water system.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So, yes. Yeah, I mean, yeah, she would probably rust, right? Melt.
Shay, why do we cook bacon and bake cookies?
That's a good one, man. I never thought about it that way, man.
Why do we sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game when we're already there?
Right!
I'm here.
It's a hell of a question. Joe in Oak Forest, what's up, man?
Bros, happy hump day.
Bro. Right?
Hey, so I got two quick ones. When you're in France, do they still call it French kissing? Kind of old school. But other one is if a man dies at sea and all that's recovered is his arm, does he still need a full-size casket?
Oh, for God.
That's a good question. If you're in France and you get an order of toast, do they bring you French toast or regular toast?
It's French toast because it's in France.
You sure about it?
Yeah, I do. I can answer that one. That's good stuff.
Why is there neither pine nor apple in pineapple? Why do we call it pineapple? There's no pine, there's no apple.
That's so true. John and New Lennox on ESPN 1000. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
If two vegans get in a fight, is that still considered beef?
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right.
That's pretty good.
Marcus, darling. What's up, man?
Hey, man. I actually got an answer and a question for you.
Yes, sir.
The answer for the water bottles and the expiration date is actually the plastic that breaks down in the water. I used to work at
Wait, we can't hear him. Marcus, hang on. We got a bad cell with you, man.
He said he worked at a filtration plant, man. He knows why that there is a expiration date on water. He's trying to explain it to us.
I couldn't hear.
Hold on. Rob in Waukegan. Huh? What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Can you wear house shoes in an apartment?
All right. Chris in Palos Hills. On Cap and J-Hood for National Free Thought Day. Hey, man.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Hey, man.
Why is the foul pole in baseball considered fair?
Now, there's the age-old question.
That's a great one. A lot of people, just because, they call it the fair pole.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it hits that, it's fair.
Yes. Marcus, what about the water, man?
Yeah, I used to work at Pepsi.
Yeah.
So the expiration date that's on the water bottles, that's actually for the plastic that breaks down in the water.
Okay.
Got it.
See? And what's your question on National Free Thought Day?
So my question is, when a son has the same name as a dad, he's called a junior.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever a girl has the same name as a mom, she isn't called a junior.
What is she called, man?
Right.
Exactly.
It's a great question.
Deep, isn't it? So, JR, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. I know you have a plethora of them in front of you. There's a lot of them for sure. It's National Free Thought Day where you can just open your mind, ask questions, and actually you got some answers to some of these questions as well.
Why is it called a TV set if you only get one?
That's right. If set is plural, why is it just one, Shay?
Why do you call an open door a jar?
What? Tell me about the TV, Shay. Why?
I don't have the answer for you, Hoodie, but it is a lot of this plural versus singular thing. It's very odd to think about. I've always wondered why it's a pair of pants.
Yes. Like, why is it pants and his shirt is singular? JR, anything on the Twitch that we should answer? Maybe we can give an answer to.
Why is it your first birthday is really your second birthday?
That's right, man.
That's right,
man. It's like you get that one candle. It's like, wait, it's really their second, right? Because you're born.
Your birthday was your birth,
right? Man.
Yeah, if you think, like, I'm 27, but I'm in my 28th year.
See that? I love it.
My favorite in Twitch so far was, shouldn't Nickelback be called 5 Cent Redemption?
And that is National Free Thought Day right here on ESPN 1000. Again, that's what we do, Cap. This is the day that you open up your mind, you get questions, and you try to ponder, hey, man, why is that? Right? That's what it's about.
Why are the benches in a stadium called the stands? Sit in the stands.
They should be called seats or benches, right?
Correct. Not the stand.
Cap and J Hood, morning 7 to 10, man, on ESPN 1000.
The conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bop, 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 bop.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Bears will take on the Washington Commanders. Can't wait for that game tomorrow on Thursday night on Amazon. We're talking about it with you here on Cap and J-Hood. Weekday mornings at 7 right here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Ron Rivera, the former Bear, Super Bowl champion, is the coach for Washington. So a couple of days ago, he's asked about what's going on with the quarterback situation. You know, why is it that Washington's struggling and others are not in his division? And he said this.
Aaron, following up on John's question about the Giants, you know, they're up to a faster start. The Eagles, the Cowboys, you know, they've kind of all been rebuilding too the last couple of years, and it seems like they're farther ahead. Why do you think the teams in the division are farther ahead at this point?
Quarterback.
Is that? I mean, with quarterback, like the Cowboys, for instance, they don't have Dak Prescott this season and still have been able to.
Well, they started with Dak, and they built around Dak, and the offense is built around Dak. Their backup's a guy that is very solid inside of what they do. And the truth is that this is a quarterback-driven league. And if you look at the teams that have been able to sustain success, they've been able to build it around a specific quarterback.
Chose the quarterback here, though, so do you have any regrets about that, or how do you...
No, I got no regrets about the quarterback. I think our quarterback has done some good things. There's been a couple of games that he struggled. But you look at his numbers from yesterday, and you would say, okay, look at his numbers he's had throughout the year. There was a time he was, you know, very solid. And then, we had the unfortunate Philadelphia game, and he struggled a little bit in the Dallas game. But the way he performed yesterday, it just shows you, you know, what he's capable of. And, you know, we chose him because we believe him. We chose him because we looked at what we felt were things that pointed towards him.
One thing about Ron Rivera, and Cap worked with him as a host. I produced his shows when he retired from the league, is that Ron is a very straightforward guy. You know where you stand with Ron Rivera. And so we come to find out from his comments saying, hey, what's the difference really between the Washington Commanders, Philadelphia, New York, and Dallas? It's the quarterback. And guess what? Ron is straightforward, and Ron's right. He's right. No matter what you think of Carson Wentz, Dak Prescott, or right now Cooper Rush with Dallas, what's going on with Daniel Jones and his development with the Giants, Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia, they do have better quarterbacks than what Washington has.
There's no question. Plus, those guys have been in place longer. I think that was Ronnie's point. It just was poorly articulated. And that's why, hence, he had a meeting with Wentz, and then he talked to the entire team about what he said.
The headline from Good Time Johnny Keim on ESPN.com, who covers the Washington Commanders. Commanders, Ron Rivera apologizes to Carson Wentz for quarterback remark. Cap, stop. Stop with the apology. You bring it in-house to Carson Wentz and said, here's the difference. There are stable situations with Philadelphia, Dallas, and the other team than we have here with Washington. You just got here. It's about stability. It's no shot at you. The difference is that you are just part of this program now.
Correct. You've played five games here.
Stop. I mean, but the idea that he's got to come out and apologize when, yeah, was he curt in his answer? Quarterback. Well, that is the difference. Carson Wentz, Daniel Jones, and Jalen Hurts, they've been with their programs for their teams. Why does he have to apologize for that?
What? He has to make sure that it, because in today's world, it's all over everywhere. And Carson Wentz, who's not on social media throughout the football season, mm-hmm. I don't know if he's married, he's got a girlfriend, he's got buddies. Do you hear what your coach said about you? He wanted to make sure, here's what I said. Here's where I'm coming from. Are we good? If you have a problem, tell me now. Let's work it out.
And if it,
so it's being a good communicator.
It's either Wentz or Taylor Heinicke. I mean, yeah, you compare those quarterbacks to those other three.
Correct.
I mean, so just the idea that he's got to be able to apologize and, you know, saying, well, coach took accountability and he talked to everybody and talked to the team. He wasn't throwing Wentz under the bus. He's just saying that there's consistency with those other three teams, and we got to get that as Washington Commanders. I wouldn't apologize for that. But this is where we are today because you don't apologize. And if say, for instance, they lose against Chicago, they lose against the Bears, slippery slope.
Then they fall to 1-5, their season's over, and it just becomes a train wreck.
And he's fired.
Maybe.
I mean, that's not going in the right direction.
Snorling's already got Jimbo Fisher getting fired. His buyout is $86 million. $86 million.
Instead of the off-the-air conversation, let's put this on the air because you two are always like another phrase for a national open mind day. The fighting like cats and dogs, you two, about sports topics. Now, would you like to put this on the air? Go ahead. Is Shay back there? Shay?
Now, I'm not reporting anything or saying whether it's right or wrong, and I'm just saying the results haven't matched up to the expectation. Texas A&M has a lot of very wealthy oil tycoon boosters who are putting money into that program who are not satisfied with the results when you consider they were a top five, top six team at preseason. All of these expectations, and they're 3-3 now. The buyout can be met. I'm not saying they will do it. I'm saying they can do it. Whether it's right or wrong is not my opinion. I'm just saying that could happen. This landscape of firing coaches is changing. It's getting more rapid.
I would be surprised if somebody gave him $86 million to go away. 86. Not six. $86 million.
Paul Feinbaum said it can happen.
Now, what you're listening to, everybody, is a generational conversation.
And he needs a haircut. Go ahead.
Feinbaum?
Get rid of the little horseshoe in the back.
I didn't even know he had one. Didn't know he had a horseshoe in the back. I just look at that face. That's what I'm looking at. So this is a generational conversation which you just heard, ladies and gentlemen. You have David Kaplan here that's telling you that, hey, give this coach a chance to be able to establish that program, knowing it's a tough SEC year in and year out. The other side of it, a young Shay Norling, who reads the bottom line on Get Up and Sports Center, everything else, saying that, well, Jimbo's in the hot seat. Hang on a second. The money that's owed to him, $86 million, you're not buying him out. And when every time we get a conversation like this, my response is, well, who are you going to replace him with? Who are you bringing in? If you think Texas A&M is not in the right spot, then show me the coach that will get them to the national championship.
And I believe they just signed the number one recruiting class. So who are you getting that's going to get you the number one recruiting class and's going to beat Alabama?
Just so you know, in 2022, underachievement means fired.
Correct.
Underachievement means fired.
So are you going to, and Shay may turn out to be right, but
Cap,
who are, I don't see them writing him a check for $86 million.
I never said whether they will or won't. I'm just saying people around the program are saying that it's possible. Nobody thought Nebraska was going to buy out Scott Frost either. But the money at Texas A&M is out of control. Yeah, it's not impossible
to
buy this guy out.
Scott Frost losing to South Dakota and all these others, and his team is pathetically bad and they're not recruiting well, versus the guy with the number one recruiting class in the country who's 3-0 in bowl games there.
I think you had Scott Frost out. Did you not? Did you not, Shay? I mean,
well, yeah, everybody did.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. You hire the hero. You have to fire the hero at some point. But I would say this about Wisconsin. I say this about Nebraska or Texas A&M if they're thinking about it. Go ahead and fire your coach. Who are you gonna fire? Who's gonna find that's better than the coach you have in place?
Correct.
But, I mean, with Texas A&M, where are you going? You going to be in the national title picture anytime soon?
I guess you're calling Lance Leipold over at Kansas.
Yeah.
And going, we'll take him.
Yes.
So, yep. Anyway, okay. It's just an aside.
And that sidebar is brought to you by
Ankin Law, $3,126 million for the great Howard Ankin. Put that lawyer in your phone.
Sign my ball. And so I just look at this, Cap, is like, I don't think that he should have to apologize. But I guess, I mean, to me, Chico is the face of the Washington Commanders,
mm-hmm.
and he's the thing that's kept the rig on the road. The team's not very good, but he's a pleasant face for the team.
And he's trying to fix the culture there, and that's the point. You got Jimbo Fisher trying to do it at Texas A&M. You got Ronnie Rivera trying, and he's got an owner who may not even be the owner. that they're trying to force out. It's not easy. Like, Eberflus just goes and coaches his football team. We can say all we want about the McCaskies.
Yeah.
There's no scandal around them. They're a quality family. They just don't know how to win football games.
Right.
Eberflus just pulls up in his whatever he drives, Jeep. Range Rover, his Mercedes, whatever. I'm here to coach my team. He doesn't have to worry about, oh, God, what's going on with the cheerleaders?
Mm-hmm.
They did what in Mexico?
Right.
What's going on in the office down the hall? None of that. They run a first-class operation. They just don't win.
Is the owner abroad? Is he around?
Right.
You know, is he escaping the law?
Right. He's overseas trying to hide his asset. That's not going on here.
We will have the Cap and J-Hood cut of the day coming up next. But first, Danny will put money in your pocket in 1 minute right here on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Cap J-Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J-Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's Home for Sports.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app, that same ESPN Chicago app in which you can find the Odds Couple with Mike North and Carmen DeFalco. Getting you ready for your bets on the weekends. The show airs Friday. You can catch the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app.
I'll listen to it in my hammock.
That's Chauncey. That's a different read there.
Right. I'm blending the two reads.
Okay. What time does Chauncey come on, Cap?
6 o'clock in the morning.
Thought it was KJM. Time now for the Cap and Jay Hood Cut of the Day, brought to you by
Chicago Cut Steakhouse, David Flom and Matt Moore. Those two dudes know how to put out a phenomenal dining experience. Highly recommend the lobster escargot appetizer. It's insane. And ask for my friend PJ at the bar.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Hey, man, how come they pack hot dogs in packages of 10 and hot dog buns in packages of 8?
Great question.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
And that's the Cap and Jay-Hood Cut of the Day, brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. Go to chicagocutsteakhouse.com. Get your reservations. It is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for you to have the most delicious food on earth.
Oh, it's so freaking good.
Careful now.
Yeah.
If you punched me in the face, what do you think the repercussions would be?
I'd be dead.
No, I don't mean that. I don't mean me hitting you back. That's not what I mean. What would be the repercussions around here?
If I punched you in the face, like we got in an argument,
yeah,
which that will never happen. We could argue. We've argued.
Yeah.
I would probably lose my job.
In this company?
Yeah.
You think so?
I think it depends if it happens on Twitch or not. If it happens on Twitch, yes.
Yes, if someone could see it outside of just these four walls. It happened to a Draymond Green and Jordan Poole with the Golden State Warriors. And I'm here to tell you something, Cap. That was the wrong way to handle it, the Golden State Warriors and Steve Kerr. Now, the league, I don't know if the league is going to do anything about this because it was internal in practice, caught on film. Steve Kerr, I saw his press conference, and Steve danced around it. For a guy that's direct on everything else, he kind of danced around it and talked about, hey, here's my final decision. There'll be a fine to Draymond Green. He will play the last preseason game. We expect him to be available for the opener. Hold on a second. So he just goes right up to Jordan Poole and pops him in the mouth, and then it's just a fine? I would say that there should be a suspension in place because you have to lay down the law. Now, I know that the Golden State Warriors are, you know, liberal. They will lately just say, okay, whatever is going on internally, we'll handle it ourselves, and we're not going to lay down the law on Draymond Green. But, my God, man, if this is a league issue, he's probably suspended even though it was in practice.
Okay, but when the Bears go to practice and it gets heated between the linemen, you don't think there's some stuff going on?
Oh, sure. Let's use Marty Bennett for an example.
He got suspended.
Were you on the field for that? I was on the field for that.
I was not there. I was there the next day. That was under Trestman.
Yes, I was on the sidelines for that. That was 30 yards from me.
He picked up Kyle Fuller and he body slammed him.
I was right there. And the fans there were, Oh, that sound.
But I know there were players that got into it with each other. One of them with Jay, where it got physical. And there was no suspension. So boys will be boys.
So you think because it's practice, that's in-house. However, I don't like the idea that it was seen. Someone leaked that film.
Correct. That would be the bigger problem for me. I would deal with Draymond, whatever we decided as an organization. I'm not sure that was a Kerr call. I think that was a Bob Myers call, the GM, because he came out immediately and said, yeah, there's not going to be any suspension here. It gets heated.
I get it.
But you also can't punch a teammate. Like, if you shove him, whatever. Punch?
So,
no.
So, Shay, there's a backstory, as you well know, that Jordan Poole likes to talk. But so does Draymond Green, though.
Yeah. I mean, if you like to talk, you better not be on a team with Draymond Green because things will get heated. Steve Kerr also said, head coach of the Warriors, said he's been in tons of locker rooms over his 30 years of experience. He's been on the most successful teams, literally the two most successful teams in NBA history, because this happens all the time. Marcus Smart said it happens. Guys around the league have come out, said it's not super unusual. So I think the fact that it got on video is the only reason anybody cares about this at all.
Did Kerr get popped by Jordan, Cap?
Kerr got popped by Michael, but he slapped him.
Mm.
I do not believe it was a punch. I believe it was a slap across the mouth.
I don't know. I'm with you when you say, okay, how did that get leaked, and why was it out there? Who are you trying to make look bad here, Poole or Draymond in that spot? Who are you trying to make look bad? Like,
so my initial theory was Poole's looking for a new contract, right? Mm-hmm. Probably the biggest beneficiary of this getting out is Jordan Poole. My original theory was, if you're in Jordan Poole's camp, get that video out.
How does that help?
But I'm not reporting anything, obviously. Yeah. This is just what I initially thought.
Yeah.
You're up for a new extension. Maybe you want to find your way to a new team. Or if you're Jordan Poole, you don't like Draymond, you want to find a way to get Draymond out. That was my initial thought, because nobody else benefits from this.
I don't like that someone put that out there. Now I learn that each player has his own film, I guess, on his laptop. And you clearly could have just sent that to someone, the TMZ or whatever. Didn't like that.
Yeah, it was just it's a bad situation. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm guarding you or you're trying to block me out, we get into it, and you shove me. And I come back and everyone jumps. Whatever.
Yes.
You punched me in the face? Come on, man. You're better than that.
You punch him back, Poole. That's another thing, too. Don't let him just punk you. Just saying.
Then you got to suspend them both. And then it gets just out of control.
We thank you for calling and twitching and being part of our program here on ESPN 1000. Thank you, JR. Thank you, Shay. For Cap, I'm Jay Hood. Let's do this tomorrow at 7.
Rock and roll on a game day!
So long, everybody.
Beat some commander's ass. Take that.
From Chicago.